This is the Skirted Roundtable. I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
And this is Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb from Cota, Texas.
And this week we're talking actually quite specifically about the August issue of House Beautiful magazine, which the three of us have in front of us. And if you have, listeners, if you have a copy, you might want to go get it so you can look. Read along with us. And
We'll be the little bouncing ball.
Right. And comment on what we're talking about, because we definitely want to get some input. And I guess what started us talking about this issue specifically was I was finally tackling this weekend my big old pile of magazines, and I'm looking through pretty, and I came to the Bunny Williams article, but with the headline, "This room is great because it's by Bunny Williams," and it's the Kips Bay Show House 2009 tribute to Albert Hadley, and Bunny Williams did the salon, which she did like a whole, you know, living space in the salon. And
on page 49.
Yep, on page 49, 48 and 49. And I don't like it. And nothing against, you know, Miss Williams and House Beautiful, but my first thought is, ugh, there's too much going on, and I find it unappealing. And then to read this headline that says, "The room is great because it's by, you know, this decorator." And again, this is absolutely nothing personal by Bunny Williams. I just want to say that. I was just up at the Edith Wharton Estate, and she did the dining room, and it was glorious. So obviously we know she's a wonderful designer, but I don't like this. And it bothered me that I was being told by House Beautiful that this is great simply because it's by so-and-so designer. And, you know, so I wanted to talk about that. Do we just take that at its word? It's great because it's this one designer.
Right. And it's sort of the, as Linda and I were, Linda, all three of us were speaking before we turned on the tape, we were saying that it's sort of gives that emperor in his new clothes ring, which I always feel we have to be wary of that element, that sort of theme. Because, well, for one thing, it's assuming the reader, maybe this is a first timer who's ever looked at, you know, who's ever really doesn't know who Bunny Williams is and looks at that room and needs to understand why that is. I don't think that explains much, you know, title.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, to their credit, they do go into it, which we'll talk about, why they believe what she did made for a great room. And yeah. And a room that they say advances interior decorating. But I think this particular shot, which you saw all over the internet, it's the bunny shot, it's the front cover of the magazine, it doesn't explain it. And the headline just says, well, it's great because she did it, accept it.
And I think that's the problem, it doesn't really explain it.
Yeah.
And I know it's really hard to come up with a catchphrase that covers it all, so I understand that. And I know the point of the article is really, this whole spread is sort of breaking things down and what makes each of these rooms great, which is really helpful. But
well, that's the theme throughout the magazine this month, is why is each spread great? And I think the main thing that's great about this room is it's designed by Bunny Williams, who is a great American designer. One of our
but
best.
Is that the why it's great, or is it great because of the elements?
Well, I think they're saying it's great because they like it, obviously, and Bunny did it. And, you know, my first reaction to it when I looked at it was, ugh, I don't like this. And then, I was like, well, gosh, you know, they think it's wonderful. Why don't
I? So let's hear why. Oh, okay. I wanted to see their breakdown. It actually brought me in, so I was like, really?
Yeah, so I really studied it, and I tried to understand the duck chair, the egg chair, I mean.
The egg chair, yeah.
Yep.
And I thought, at one point, I thought, well, that's brilliant, you know, to add a chair that's so disparate, just so off and in red. And yet she brings the red into the back of the French chairs. And I thought, you know, so I went between strokes of genius and, oh, I just don't like this. You know, I don't know. I really don't like the backs of the chairs with...
Mm-mm.
With the front, yeah.
But it makes sense to bring the red egg chair in. So is it... They seem to love that egg chair, and that makes the whole room. And I'm like... oh my gosh, you know.
But that is so, that's so the beauty of interior design. I think that's, you know, everyone has, this doesn't, elements of this really appeal to me, but I'm certainly no Benny Williams, so who am I to say? But me personally, in my little tiny humble opinion, honestly, it's parts of it I really love, parts of it I don't get, parts of it makes me hear the words edit, edit, edit going on in my head. But maybe I'm not seeing it, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of people that'll explain it to me. But
now do this, y'all. Go to the next page.
I love that artwork.
Love
it. 50,
yeah, the artwork is fabulous.
50 and 51.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, those are beautiful. Absolutely. And
so,
I think
what's missing? The red egg chair. Those chairs with the red background. The rug. And those are the elements I really don't care for, I think. Mm-hmm. But you turn the page and you look at this sofa, and that's her private life.
Isn't
with that
pretty?
Gorgeous textile and those pictures, and that artwork is stunning. And mm-hmm. this is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
This is gorgeous.
Yeah, it is gorgeous. And I think that that's the thing, is that it's like this room. I mean, I think that was her whole point, of course, was that she was making a whole living arrangement within this one room, the salon. So the vignettes work beautifully, and I think a lot of the individual elements are glorious. The paint color on the wall is beautiful, but when you look at that
whole... gray ceiling.
Sorry?
The gray ceiling?
Yep.
And the Indian spreads as window treatment.
I don't like the rug, y'all, at all. What do y'all feel about the rug?
I personally would like it without all of the stenciling. But again, I feel so funny saying this because I'm not Bunny Williams.
Who are we?
You're trying to tell Yves Saint Laurent like that, you know, or Coco Chanel, like, I love it, but too many pearls, too many chains. You know, who am I to say? But this is just honestly what my first thought is.
Well, I think that's, you know, design is personal opinion. You know, mm-hmm. you like it or you don't. And, you know, it is not a condemnation. You know, not liking something is not a condemnation. And a lot of times I think people believe that when you say, I don't like it, you're actually saying, oh, that stinks. And I don't think any of us are saying stinks. I think we're questioning. I mean, it didn't hit, I don't think any of us, and I did a lot of reading online, and it didn't hit a lot of people, this picture, this head-on picture of the seating area, it wasn't appealing to a lot of people.
It has so many, to me, so many beautiful single shots and elements and angles that you could photograph on their own, and
right.
each one of those could be made into an incredible room, like 10 rooms in this one room.
Yeah, and I think everything kind of loses its meaning. A lot of things have lost its meaning. Going back to the rug, she used a very similar rug in the, it must be the same people, in the Edith Wharton dining room. It's the same...
I didn't like it there either.
See, I loved it there.
Really?
This, I guess what I don't like the stars because I never like stars on things for some reason. And that's just obviously personal preference. And I guess what I don't like is it's too square. I think I might have liked it better if there was some roundness.
Hmm.
You know, something to reference the egg chair or the, you know, the round backs of those chairs. It seems a little too boxy, but... personal opinion.
I really love that red against the blue.
I do, yeah. The red against the blue is fabulous.
See, I don't care for that.
But you like that. You like really tonal, you know. You really are.
Yeah,
that's,
well, you know what? I'm matchy-matchy. I don't care. I am. I'm just matchy-matchy.
Well, I'm actually looking up. The wall color is Benjamin Moore California Breeze, and I wanted to look it up because I've read alternatively that this is actually a light blue, and it certainly doesn't really look light blue.
It is. I mean, things reproduced in magazines, too. You know, we're seeing them after they've been played with and
printed and...
Yeah.
What did I say it was? California Breeze? It's number 757 on the classic Benjamin Moore...
Fan deck.
Oh, that's quite a good reproduction.
Is it close?
Yeah, that's quite a good reproduction. It's a beautiful, I mean, it's a beautiful color. I think it certainly highlights the beautiful moldings.
Did y'all like the red mixed with the red?
I like it on a...
I like that concept.
I mean, I would say that I don't like the throw on the egg chair. I think that's, I don't know. I don't know what that is, other than it looks a lot more like the backs of the chairs in the foreground, that throw.
Again, Joni, it's sort of one of those things where if I, you know, took my hand, made a little L shape, put it over the picture and sort of did some editing, I would like it. I like it, the crispness of it against
the
white and the blue and that beautiful piece of artwork to the left. I love that. But then I pull back and I don't know, it bothers me. It's so crowded.
It's crowded. And so anyway, what they say on page 51 is what makes this room great is not just that it's Bunny Williams, but the daring turquoise walls with the light gray ceiling. You know, it's beautiful. The single bright red egg chair, most in a mostly traditional room, and they consider that to be confidence.
And the idea that there is, you know, she does talk about she didn't want obvious balance. She wanted the symmetry broken up so it wasn't boring. So that was on purpose. That was, you know.
Yeah. And I think that's part of that's the homage to Albert Hadley with the little shots of red around the room. The drama of the botanicals, and those are beautiful, but I feel like they're completely lost with all the tchotchke that's in front of them. I would rather have seen that, all that stuff, the little star thing.
I wonder how this room feels like when you're in it, though. I wonder if it's a completely different...
It could be. I mean, that's the hard
when
part.
When it's one-dimensional, you wonder if it really... Okay, on page 49, there are these really pretty pumpkin-colored, which another great color against that blue, so I'm wondering if there was some of that going on. I'm just not sure they're sort of lurking.
They are. They're
behind a dining room table.
But did they just sort of like kind of do the quiet little side step over to get themselves into the picture? I don't
know what they're doing. It's like they're sneaking into the picture.
Like, hey, this is for House Beautiful. Come with me. We're going to come on quietly. Just right up against the wall. If we lay ourselves really flat.
Let's be quiet.
Nobody will notice.
That's
we'll just
very
hang out
funny.
Back here. There's no reason.
There's no reason.
When you read the second question, it says that red chair throws it off, doesn't it? And she says, somebody asked me why I put it in there, and I said, because it just felt like it.
I just felt like it.
The eye is connected to the heart and soul. Rooms should have spontaneity. Nothing quite matches, but it blends. Well, does it blend a red...
No, it doesn't blend.
...inspired chair with all this traditional styling.
I think for me, it's not the style. Like, I don't mind the egg chair with the more sort of Gustav. Yeah, I like that a lot. I think it's just... I guess for me, it really comes down to there's just too much in this picture. And like those chairs that have snuck in because they want their moment of fame. You know, I think that there's just too much to look at and it's detracting from the beauty of a lot of the stuff in it.
I need to clear that mantle of all the tchotchkes.
Yeah.
I kind of want to pull all those horns off or something. I mean, I get that, you know, they're mimicking certain curvilinear, you know, aspects of the room and all of that. But I would like to see those removed for one thing.
This room reminds me, a couple of years ago, Bunny did a fabulous Kips Bay room that was similar. In fact, it seems more Albert Hadley inspired than this one to me. Do y'all remember that? And it was like mostly browns and whites, and it was fabulous. And it was very much like this where nothing really matched and it was all different elements. And it's like, I think she was trying to maybe recreate that with her own furniture line, and I don't know.
I like mismatch. That's
I do too.
That's not my problem at all. In fact, I sort of always...
Well, you know, it's personal, because that's, I think, what bothers me. So that's funny, you know?
Yeah.
It's not working, though, for me in this room. That's the funny thing. I usually do like that. But, you know, have you looked online at some other pictures of this room that maybe that weren't shot?
I looked at other like bloggers who were there, various other pictures, and it looks like the room. I mean, I'm not sure it was overstyled for the photograph versus what the actual show house was, because this is the picture, looks like what was in the New York Times and a lot of other places.
Because there, I found a couple of pictures with the lighting being up. It's still a little busy, but for some reason it seems to be... I'm just trying to see what's different in this. Oh, you can't see sort of the table in the foreground and a few of those things. It is less furniture.
Well, certainly when you look at the cover and it's beamed in right on the center, it's of course quieter because it doesn't have the whole sides and you can actually see the pattern on things. Well, you know, I think that it's interesting, but I think that I still have a problem with the idea that a room is great just because a specific person did it. Because
that
I think,
I agree with.
You know, I just think that everybody from, you know, Mozart to whoever has had a bad day. You might be able to learn something from it, but it's not, does a great designer always 100% of the time produce a great room? And I just don't think that's possible because people are humans.
Well, I would say that with Bunny Williams, I would say 99.99%. It's usually
right.
Fabulous, you know?
Okay, but, you know.
I really like her, you know? I love her style. I love everything about her. So I was kind of disappointed, I think, maybe.
Have you, on whatisjameswearing.com, there's a photograph, you know his blog, right?
Yeah, I was actually just looking at that.
Do you see that shot of him standing in the room?
He was standing in the room, yep.
Some of the pieces from this angle look a little bit more in proportion, and then again, I'm wondering if it's the angle of the shot, that straight-on shot that's throwing... Doesn't it feel a little less crowded from this shot, this angle, on whatisjameswearing.com, which is a blog. Which is a great blog, by the way, which is a really funny, fun blog to look at.
Yeah, well, he worked for Albert Hadley, too. Yes, although it's certainly got everything in it. It looks less crowded.
If you go to Google and you put up Bunny Williams Kips Bay room images, you get a lot of different shots.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
Room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did.
A rough shot of James. The room looks gorgeous. And the rug looks fabulous.
But I know.
Great, the rug looks there.
But you know, it's interesting. But you also can't see the red chair. It's also a much paler picture. You know, the vibrancy.
Y'all like the red chair.
I know, I'm just saying, you're saying the room looks fabulous, and I'm saying, well, you can't see the red chair, so maybe that's what's making it slightly more appealing to you. And it's also a lot more washed out. The picture is a much paler, you know, these colors are not remotely.
Well, they have the wall washing, you know, the lighting coming down too, which is
yeah, but look at the color of the chair behind James. That's brown in that picture.
Yeah.
You can't even tell the chairs are the blue of the walls. So I think that that's a good example of when if the photograph doesn't represent the actual colors and what the colors can do to your perception of the decorating, which seems
actually,
pretty
the
obvious.
Back wall against the sofa on the right, there's four paintings and then one in the middle. It's pretty interesting, that view. You can see that online, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that those, when you go back to those little chairs that are... tucked in, they're there in that James picture too. You can see the top of the pumpkin chair behind the sofa. So that's just, you know, it's hard to tell from the angle how much space there is actually behind that sofa. Maybe that doesn't look as strange.
I found another shot of it. Yeah, I did find another shot that you can see that they're not just sort of, there's a bench behind that sofa with a throw over it, and it does look like a little reading area, and it makes more sense. There's actually sort of a corridor with a console at the end of it, with, you know, a drinks tray and a beautiful lamp underneath that botanical on the right. There's actually a lot more room than it looks like from this photo, now that I see it online on other people's blogs and images. But
actually, I like the room a lot better online than I do.
I do, too. I
which
do, too.
Which is amazing, because that's usually not the case.
Although
right.
I do, yeah, although I do have to say, the image that came up on Point Click Home... it's farther back, and you can see the dining area. You're looking across the dining table. And I still, you know, for me personally, I just think there's just too much.
A little bit furniture showroom feeling to
it's
me.
It's very furniture showroom feeling.
Why do you say that? It is her furniture. It's all from her blog.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it has to look like a furniture showroom.
Why do I say it? Yeah, why do I say it?
I'm saying it's interesting you say that, because it literally is her furniture line.
Right.
I know.
Every piece besides the red egg chair is
well, and apparently
her.
If it's not her line, then it's things that she would like to have. There are personal pieces from her personal collection, apparently. That's what I read. I read that on a blog, so that's not authority.
Okay. So ultimately, do we think that it is legitimate to say a room is beautiful simply because a certain person did it?
No.
A room is great. That's different, I mean, than saying beautiful. A room is great because a certain person did it.
No, I think that's a really subjective comment. I think that it's one thing to put it out there and say, these are the elements that make a great room, but is it great because one person did it? Because, you know, even the top people in the field, the absolute experts like Bunny Williams, there is always that 3% of the time that maybe it's not. So it's not foolproof.
I do have to say this, looking online.
It's better.
It's better, but yet I understand less the sofa color with the wall color.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what about that bothers you? Or do you not?
I don't get a turquoise blue with a khaki, a foresty, sagey, whatever.
Oh, yeah, well, they actually say that somewhere in here that it's an olive green, and they use the olive green knocks down the bright colors.
Yeah, I love a muddy kind of brown green against that really clear blue, personally. I love that.
You know, to me, it still keeps going to, there's just so many elements that it's like, do you like, you know, you like the pop of the red against the wall? Okay, now I like, you know, yeah. And do I like that red with that muddy brown, green, olive, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, I love, love, love the artwork flanking the fireplace.
The artwork matches the chairs and the wall coloring, but it has nothing to do with the sofas or the pillows.
I disagree with that.
I disagree too. I like the sofa.
And I think that if you don't put in muddier colors and bring in organic pieces, like, you know, the leathers or the, you know, if you don't, then you really run the risk of making something that looks really juvenile and sophomoric, almost like you don't understand color, because if you get everything in that same tonal pattern that is really bright, or, you know, in the 80s, as they said, the spring palette, was that the springtime palette, or is it the winter palette that is that really clear? I think that you have to sort of balance it a bit.
Well, maybe. I mean, I think of like the Swedish design with the bright blue wall and the bright clear red, the clear blue wall, the clear red and the white. That's, you know, not a lot of balance, you know, but it's just really poppy, you know.
If you look at this online with the color correct, and you tell me you think that those sofas have anything to do, it's like there's two design groups going on. There's the sofa and the coffee table and the red chair, and then there's the blue and green elements and the rug. It's like there's two elements going on in this room, and I don't think they go together. That's my opinion. I love Joe Nye's apartment.
I love Joe Nye's apartment. Crowded, and it works.
You know what? You can stare at that forever. Now, he's got a lot of tchotchkes, and it's busy, 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 but why do we like that?
It's beautiful. He's so good with color, and I love that he always has pinks and blues thrown in. It's beautiful. I have a little design crush on him anyway, if anyone doesn't know. So
really?
There's pretty much nothing this man can't do that I just sort of...
Megan, this is a great issue to advertise your new website, because two of your designers are in here.
That's right. Joe Nye and balustradeandbitters.com. Balustrade, BALUSTRADE, and bitters.com. And we do interviews, pretty in-depth. We actually speak with them rather than email them and have them write it out. So it's a little bit more organic, and their answers are off the cuff and not quite so edited. So hopefully you get the real feeling for a conversation with these guys. And Joe and I, we sat with one day, and I've always loved his work.
The design, it's on page 68 and 69. It starts the story on Joe Nye's design, in-house beautiful, so people want to look at it. So going back to Joni's question, why do we, you know, this is also chock full of stuff. Why do we like it better? And the first thing, of course, that pops out of me is that the furniture is very neutral. And it's a real backdrop to,
yes,
you know, all of these other, and relatively simple. You know, it's easy lines. It's not complicated. It's not fussy. Right. The three furniture pieces in this picture. I also really love, because I do tend to really love when things match beautifully, the rug and then the pillows, like the colors in the rug are showing up.
And the table.
And the table. and the green of the table and the little pink and green of the...
And the screen.
Yeah, the screen. Those, you know, the side tables. All those colors are in the rug, and I just love when that happens because I'm probably a little too tied to things pulling together that way. But I really think
that green lampshade. I mean, with the blue, I love green and blue together.
But the two lampshades are, you know, they relate to each other anyway. Yeah. You know, it's a little bit of symmetry. I mean, the room, you know, especially the way it's laid out in the magazine, it bisects it in the middle, so there's a good level of symmetry in the room, but not slavishly. You know,
but the upholstery is
really small space.
In a very small space. Beautiful. Yeah.
The upholstery is gorgeous. That sofa with the tape. And then the two, you know, chairs.
That rug is
just
to die for.
And he has such great art, too, by the way. His art is just... I love that he has such classic pieces, and then he mixes in this abstract art everywhere. I mean, he almost has this sort of old school, sort of vintage patrician feel to everything, as though he's had it, you know, it's been passed down, like you said. Like, it was some... you know, rich dowager aunt that had all this stuff, and then he's brought in this really modern, youthful feel to it, spirit to it all. It's so elegant.
The dark, like in the next page, page 70, the dark, dark, beautiful floors. I mean, that really sets off the modern art and the... I can't say I love the chair. I don't love that fabric, but that's just me.
Which one?
Page 70.
Oh, you don't love that chair.
No, okay. I just don't like the fabric on the chair.
Yeah, I don't either. That's my least favorite piece in the whole apartment.
Yep, it is me too. Like, I love the chair, and I, you know, but I just think the artwork is set off so beautifully against just the calm.
But on the next page, look at that chair, that French painted with the gilt. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Is that to die for?
And the Biedermeier chair with it, which is just beautiful, that Biedermeier chair.
That is beautiful.
I mean, look at those two chairs. I mean, oh.
And you know, this is only a 9,000 square foot.
900.
Excuse me.
I was going to say, 9,000? Only 9,000?
That's kind of big. Wait, 900, excuse me. And I think everyone out there can take lessons on how Joe Nye does window treatment. I mean, it's just, it's perfection. He lines all of his drapery with another fabric that's equally as important as the fabric that you see on the outside. So it's not just a, you know, some sort of a liner. It's equally as important to him, too. You know, the details that he puts into his window treatments are just every single bit as it paid attention to, whether it's something along the top on the edge. And it's just...
Well, I love the little tiny pin pleats at the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you see that? Like a foot four?
Yeah, about a foot above, 10 inches above the floor.
Color.
Yeah.
Look at the color.
And look at the coral curtains.
Yes, yeah. Against that brown, and against that beige, the wall color.
Yeah.
Love it. And I love his bedroom. That wallpaper.
I mean, could you die with that pink and the red? I mean, is it just perfect?
It's perfect.
The green.
So, okay, now here's a case of a red sort of jumping out.
Yeah, but...
It is. That's more of a burnt orange, though, which I think might be, Joni, is that easier?
Burnt.
And it's... balanced by the peak.
The green and the green, it just does go. That red in Bunny's room did not go with that Tiffany blue color, whatever color you want to call it. I don't think. I'm sorry.
Well, I think with Joe, one thing that I noticed, at least in his apartment, is something, you know, a shot of a brighter color is all mitigated by the hues around it, whether it's sort of these toned down pinks, for one thing. I mean, pink is such a beautiful color to use. And the way he's done it is completely different than the way Anna Spiro does it, completely, but it works. This is a man. This is a gentleman's home, and yet it is so handsome.
Yeah,
and look at the tufted chair. It's blue.
It's a French blue.
But I love blue and green together. I know I just said that, but I just think I love that.
It's worth repeating.
With pink. But you know what? You can't copy this. You can't duplicate it. This is a lifetime of collection. It's a very personal apartment.
And note the ceiling color in the room with the green wallpaper. The ceiling color is very similar to the wall color in the living room, bringing that in. What do you? I know he tends to, you know, well, I think everyone does, but he starts with one element in the room, and then the room just sort of develops, or, you know, from that. I wonder if he, in his bedroom, for instance, it seems like he, I know he wanted some sort of a punchy, you know, wallpaper, which is why he chose this one. Do you think it was the wallpaper, or do you think it was the fabric on the window treatment?
That was his jumping off point?
Yeah.
I bet it was.
He said it was the wallpaper. He said it was a Claremont stripe wallpaper. It was a must have. I wanted something snappy and fresh to work with.
George Travers
with the curtains. So,
oh, well, it was maybe the curtains that he fell for, because he loves chinoiserie, you know, so maybe it was that first, and then, you know, as he said, I can't fill the entire apartment theme chinoiserie, but maybe that's what the stepping point was.
Well, look at the, when you look at the bed to the left of the bed, that piece, the painted chinoiserie, it looks like a dressing table. Mm-hmm. It's got a mirror on the top, and it's reflecting the window treatments, that drapery, right? What's it reflecting?
Oh, I see what you're saying. There's a little mirror on it. You're right.
Yeah, so it looks like a...
Looks like 18th century French or something almost.
To me, that could be like having been the jumping off point of the room, that one piece of furniture.
There's a tiny picture on page 74 of his only bathroom in the house, and it looks just like a something out of... Like a little Ralph Lauren ad or something. It's the best color for a men's bathroom. You see that?
Oh, yeah.
But look at his table set.
I know.
And the kitchen. The kitchen is so simple and...
See, now, when I look at this kitchen, I sit there and say no excuses, because if he can do that with the same size kitchen as I have...
Well, I think this is a great... 900 square feet, it's a great example of...
Small space,
Small space. And what you can do.
Well, his cabinetry is beautiful, though. I mean, look at that cabinetry. That's, it's perfect. It's first class.
I think my favorite view of the Jonai is on page 72, where it's the side view, because it's a little less cluttered. But you see, you know, the sort of elements of it are really pretty.
You can pretty much do no wrong in my book. It all looks good.
Megan's design crush.
I know. It's my design crush.
This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, Joni Webb from Cote de Texas, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com, or you can download our podcasts from iTunes. Search for the Skirted Roundtable. Thank you so much for joining us. As usual, we always appreciate your comments and emails. Please let us know how you feel about this episode specifically, and we look forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much, and we'll see you soon.